This is the Boiled Sports Quickcast, part of the Handsome Hour Podcast Network. Purdue's coming off a bye week. Illinois is coming off a convincing win. What's it all mean? We'll find out Saturday. But for now, here's three big questions. Today's Quickcast is brought to you by Martin Vintage. MartinVintage.com, where if you enter BOILED at checkout, you'll get 20% off. Mom, thanks for watching. Question number one. What will Jeff Brohm have dialed up for us? I think that's always, to me, one of the things I look forward to most with this Purdue team, with this Purdue era, is after a few weeks of preparation, Jeff Brohm and his coaching staff, they have the ability to find the problems with defenses and offenses alike. Nick Holt and Coach Brohm and the whole cast, they know what they're doing. And I think they'll show it again this week in Champaign. The question is, how many trick plays will we see? Question number two, can David Blough stay hot? David Blough is passing the ball extremely well. He's making great decisions. He's completing it at a higher percentage rate than he has his entire career at Purdue, which has been pretty solid. So can he keep going with the great level of play that he's had the last few weeks? Granted, Blough has played some pretty bad defenses this season. Nebraska specifically looked pretty lousy at times. But this Illinois team, they're not a whole bunch better. And Blough is especially motivated to play Illinois. He's been talking about pointing at this game as one that's important for him to return to after last year's injury. Question number three, is the defense going to take another step forward? That's a big one for me because I think Nick Holt's defense has shown signs of improvement, but even Coach Brohm talks about how the defense has not been able to do very well when a team spreads them around or spreads them out. Illinois has the ability to do some interesting things because the quarterback can run, and he can run effectively. So if they can complete some passes, that can soften up the middle and make it awfully difficult in space because the quarterback is fast. He accelerates quickly. He gets away from the first level defenders, especially very easy. Even linebackers, he accelerates past them. He's good. So can the Purdue defense scheme against that and really shut down Illinois? I think they can. I think they will. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
BS. All the time.